The Gemara in Masechet Yoma, when discussing the Seder Avodah, the order of the day of Yom Kippur, at one point the Gemara says the Kohen Gadol is standing in the eastern side of the Azara, of the courtyard, and he has the Segan. The Segan, which would be his assistant, would be standing to his right, and he would have another Kohen called the head of the Bet Av that was standing to his left. The Gemara learns from this a very important lesson in etiquette and respect. That when you have a Gadol, when you have, let's say, the Kohen Gadol, which is a great man of stature, and you have two other people that are with him, so they should be to his sides, one to the right and one to the left. And the Gemara goes on to say that it is proper in etiquette that the Gadol would stand in the middle, and the second in stature would stand to the right, and the third in stature would stand to the left. The Gemara even says that when Avraham Abinu was visited by the angels, the three angels came to visit him after he had his Brit Milah, the circumcision. So it says Michael was the most prestigious of the angels. He stood in the center, and then you had Gabriel stood to the right, and then Raphael to the left. So you see that this is not only by human beings, but it even applies to the Malachim. Now, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, the rabbi, when he's walking together with his students or with other people, should be a step ahead, which means those that are walking with the Hakam should not be on the same line as the Hakam, because that would give an impression as if they're equal. And therefore, they should stand a step back, and the Gemara preferably says that they're walking even on a diagonal to the right and to the left of the Hakam. Certainly, the Gemara says, one should not walk ahead of the rabbi. If one walks ahead, that gives a sign of arrogance. That gives a sign of gasrua, as if a person is haughty, if he is better than the rabbi. One of the Sefarim called Hashukei Hemed has a discussion. If, let's say, a rabbi or Tamid Chacham and his students are traveling together in separate cars, but they're traveling together, meaning they set out together to go to a certain place. And of course you have the rabbi at the head, and you have the students behind them in their cars, and now there's traffic. And one of the students wants to cut around to go ahead of the rabbi in order to, you know, bypass the traffic. So he says that based on this Gemara, it would be a problem. Because, bottom line, since they left together, so they were in part of the same group, so it would be disrespectful to cut off. Now, it would be disrespectful probably ever to cut off the rabbi, even if you didn't go out together. But according to the halakha that we're discussing over here, it would be against. Now, I want you to know that this is not just etiquette. It is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Maram brings it down in Yoreh De'ah. In Shulchan Aruch Yoreh De'ah Siman Resh Mem Bet Halakha Yud Zayin. So therefore, respecting a hakam is not only kissing his hand and all the other things that they do, but standing up, but even when you're walking, there's a certain protocol that the hakam should be in the middle, and then the two people to his sides.